Agotener Shabbos, we're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shir number 126, in the Svarim of Zel Pliskim, another Svarim, in regards to self-esteem and self-confidence. And today we're going to talk about very unhealthy emotions that all of us need to work on removing, and that is the unhealthy guilt and the unhealthy worry. And truth be told, is we get confused about this because there is something called tshuva, to do repentance, and one of those items, one of those criteria in order to do tshuva is called charata al ha'avar, to regret the past, the sin that you did, and to regret it and to be pained by it. So that's a healthy guilt. So what are we talking about? That guilt is a useless emotion or unhealthy? And the answer is that when we talk about tshuva, there's many parts to it. There is the main point is the getting rid of the aveira itself, to leave it, azivas achet, to stop doing that negative thing anymore, or start doing that mitzvah aseh you're supposed to do. That is the most important thing. You have to have a vidoy, an expression of confession. Then you have to have a charat ala avar, a regretting of the past, and kabbal ala asid, and accepting not to do it again in the future. Now, let's discuss charat ala avar, having charat on the past behavior. When you learn the Shari Tshuva and other svarim, when you're regretting the past of what you did, everyone agrees. It's not meant to immobilize you. It's not meant to put you into a prison. It's meant to free you. And that's why you need to learn Shari Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah with a Rebbe and other types of Svarim about Tshuva with a Rebbe, because you have to know where to draw the line and when to use that Charata in a healthy way that will help you move forward, in which case it is a good thing and a Chiyav even, as opposed to the Charata, the guilt of the past, that will cause you to be paralyzed. There's a big difference between the two. And again, worry is going on the future. Past, guilt is on the past, worry is on the future. Basically, worrying about things that you have no control over. So basically, you think about, you feel guilty about events that had already occurred, and you're concerned over the past, and then you worry about the future. There's a famous statement written in a book that says as follows: it isn't the experience of today that drives men mad. It is the remorse of something that happened yesterday and the dread of what tomorrow may disclose. This is really key. We have to remove that excess worry from our hearts. And if any one of you is worried about your past sins, you speak to a Rav, a Manig, they'll tell you how to handle it. You need to be present-oriented. And it directly affects the self-esteem, because if you have unhealthy guilt on the past, that chains you there. Unhealthy worry of the future, that chains you there. You're stuck. The past event will make you feel angry and dejected. And it'll swallow up your present moments. And your present moments are always occupied just with feelings over your past behavior or with worry, your future behavior. And here is a piece of advice taken from a book, but again, it's a chazal, it's also a song. But basically it says as follows: there are 2 days in a week about which and upon which I never worry. Two carefree days kept sacredly free from fear, free from apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, and the other day I do not worry about is tomorrow. Similar to what we say, however, ayin, the past is not here anymore, va'asad adayin, and the future is yet to come, and the haiva is fleeting, the present, and daigam anayin, what do you need to worry for? So the idea is that charata should not chain you. It should not keep you stuck in the past. You shouldn't be walking around like a guilt machine. that you constantly have this guilt that you carry that you can't let go and you can't move forward. It's extremely dangerous and useless. The Tanya talks about this too. Only a charata that causes a merirus, an occasional bitterness that helps you move forward, that is what's healthy. But what causes depression and despair, that's unhealthy. Charata means you have to distinguish unhealthy guilt from learning from your past. If the charata paralyzes you on the past, that means you're doing something incorrect in your tshuva. It's meant to move you forward, not to freeze you. And that's an extremely important yesod. Atzvas is the negative term of it paralyzing you. Meriris is a positive term of allowing you to move forward. But when it's used in a way that it uses up all your energy and you feel hurt and upset and depressed about something that's in the past, then it's extremely unhealthy. So this is the idea. Guilt shatters healthy self-esteem. And we need to be very careful about it. So, for example, someone does want to do tshuva on the past. He says Slach Lanu 3 times a day. He has other set times we're going to discuss where you could do this. But the rest of the time, you move forward and you forget about it. A lot of guilt is chained to the past. Childhood memories. Parents not using the right wording for their child. Like a parent shouldn't say you should be ashamed of yourself, but rather you're such a good person and you're capable of behaving better. And this behavior is not becoming to you, but because you're a good person. Or sarcastic, being sarcastic to the children, and so on and so forth. There's unhealthy guilt about in marriages, because they're uncomfortable with the concept of physical intimacy and so on and so forth, and it drags you down. Struggles in teenage years could drag you down. You did tshuva, you move forward. Any mistakes, you bounce right back up. Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Yucharat ala avar is when you daven in Slach Lanu, or Kriyashma l'amita, or a moment in Erev Shabbos, or Erev Rosh Chodesh, or Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, when you're doing tshuva, but always with a simchas achayim, with a joy in the heart. Only tshuva could change what's happening and could erase your aveira, and the adequate amount of charata is enough. When it starts chaining you, it drags you down. And it's very difficult to pull out of that. So the idea is, also, you could have a healthy type of a fun. You could have simchas achayim. On Shabbos, enjoy the food. Bas tzer v'dagim v'chol matamim. With your wife, v'simachas ishtai. Simcha with your wife. Not kalas reish, but simcha. In the physical aspects of marriage too. And to appreciate mutadika pleasures without a sense of guilt. And how do you do that? Through Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. That removes all the guilt. If you're enjoying something anyway, that's mutter, you will elevate it by simply making sure to thank Hashem for it and ask Him to use it to serve Him better. And to stop this self-inflicted guilt sentence that does not help. There's also a danger of self-fulfilling prophecies where you believe that you're negative and you'll continue to experience that with yourself and with others. And therefore, it's very important to be careful. Don't manipulate children with guilt. For example, a parent says, please bring up chairs from the basement because we're eating soon. And the child says, okay, in a minute, I'm watching the ball game or whatever it is. So the parent normally has a healthy way of working with that, not to put guilt on the child, but pleasantly explain what's a healthy approach of having respect for others, especially your parents, and good manners and good midos. But instead, if the parent says, when the child says, I'm watching the game, the parent says, okay, never mind, I'll do it with my bad back. You just sit there and enjoy yourself. A sarcastic remark like that. Then the child believes that the mother's responsible, that he's responsible for his mother if his mother hurt herself. Or I sacrificed so much for you. Or I stayed married. This is the poison. I stayed married to your father, to your mother because of you. So basically what's happening here is you're making the child feel guilty for the difficulties in your marriage when you say that. I stayed with him or with her because of you kids. That's poisonous. That creates such a guilt and such a burden on the children. Even if they're older children, even teenagers, even beyond that. Very, very cruel. You can't use guilt to manipulate your children, or a Rebbe to manipulate the Talmud, or using these sharp words like you tell your married child who didn't call you for 2 weeks in a row and you expect to call, you're disappointed. But to say something like, what's the matter? You got a broken finger and you can't dial a telephone? Or something like that. But to say you disgraced us, or what will the neighbors think, or you're a blot to the family, or you're the black sheep of the family, all these negative behaviors that create guilt. You make my blood pressure go up. You're killing me. You're giving me a heart attack. All this is to throw excess guilt. Sexual guilt is also unhealthy, especially in marriage. It needs to be a healthy a way of dealing with that. It's not for now, but it's an important yesod. Not to use guilt, unhealthy guilt, husband to wife, wife to husband. So, for example, if you're responsible, you should have called me. Or this is the third time I had to empty the garbage or take out the garbage, and I guess you refused to do your share. Using these things to create guilt in another party to get them to do what you want is extremely unhealthy. People, sometimes teachers, use this guilt. Your mother is going to be really disappointed in you. You should be ashamed of yourself for getting a C. How could you hurt your parents like that after what they've done to you? They wanted to send you to a good yeshiva and they did, and look what you're doing. And all these type of, guilt aspects that teachers could impose upon their students. Religious also guilt. If you loved God, you wouldn't behave this way. You were not going to go to Gan Eden unless you do serious, serious tshuva. But that's not the way to approach it, to say it that way. It's very, very important to remove that type of guilt, institutionalized guilt. And to repeat, it's kedai to learn the Tanya Perek Chavav, Chav Zayin, talks a lot about this, that even when it comes across you, this harat ala avar, this guilt that you feel on the past and your heart is broken about it, there's something called itim mizumanim, set times that you designate. Slach lanu, in Shemayna Esrei, you pour out your heart. But once you're done with the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Chanon HaMarbel Islaich, he forgives you. And we say you're maimon in that he actually forgives, otherwise it's a bracha levatala. So you're maimon that he forgives. And once you have that amunah that he forgives, you move on. And from the Shachar Shemayin Esrei of Slach Lanu, told Mincha Shemayin Esrei, when you say Slach Lanu, it's out of your mind completely. Just do everything you can, the best you can, with the simcha. If that feeling falls on you again, then by Minchas say Slach Lanu again, and then move your mind off it till Ma'ariv, and so on and so forth. It's meant to be earmarked for specific times in a person's life or in a person's day. So the key is although there's a certain type of healthy regret of the past, a lot of it is unhealthy when it paralyzes you. And there is an aspect of planning for the future, Alti Piteva, but not to the point where you're filled with worry. And we need to move unhealthy worry and guilt from our lives, which we'll discuss more of how to go about doing that, but as a Hashem, in future shiurim. Bracha v'atzlacha.